Yes, what's going on? And now, yes, what's going on, world? Again, it's another wonderful segment of the Keith Harris Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right? It's an very exciting day today. All right? We are happy and honored to be talking to a very, very talented, all right? As a matter of fact, I want to change that. Very multi-talented. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, if you check out some of her work, she is an amazing actress. She's an award-winning actress. Without any further ado, I'd like to introduce to you actress, director, and writer, Tina Jetter. How you doing, Tina?
Good, good, good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm doing great, as a matter of fact. How's your day been so far?
Well, I'm snowed in today, so it's been kind of boring, but can't complain.
okay. Y'all got snow. So you on the East Coast. You up north?
Yeah. I'm really close, actually, to New York City, so I got snow. I got a lot of snow.
Yeah, I know that's right. Yeah. A lot of slush and stuff like that. Listen, you know, first of all, you know, we want to thank you for coming on the show. We're excited to have you today. Listen, you've been working for a long time, since 4 years old when you jumped into the industry.
Yeah, it was around 4 years old. I was like almost turning 5 years old, but four years old.
Wow.
That's when I started, or that's when my mom, you know, got me into acting. But you know, obviously, like as I got older, like I started branching out. So, like you know, like you said, like I do writing, directing, I do editing, I do camp work. So you know, I try to cover as much ground as I can because you never know, you know.
Right. You know. Look, because I won't ask you that, you know, you're a lady. I won't ask you your age, but I'm going to say this. You started out, you know, as an actress, but what brought you into just, besides you wanting to learn the ins and outs of the business and the behind the scenes, I'm going to start by asking, how did you become so interested in everything else? A lot of people just kind of love acting, and your acting is great. It's amazing. But what made you want to jump behind the scenes and become a writer and so forth?
I would say as I kept getting older and I kept going on different film projects or like a web series or whatever, like I got more... I kind of focused more on like how the director would direct me or my other fellow actors. You know, like if I watched the final product, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's amazing. Like we messed up maybe a million times it could be, but it turned out like that. So that's how editing came into play, directing. Like I would just watch the director be at work and I'm like, I kind of like that. I kind of feel like I would like to be in that position. And writing... That actually started, you know, my junior high school. I loved my English teacher. He made it fun. And that's what really sparked my interest. And then I just wrote my first short film. And then it just kind of blossomed from there. I like to do all that stuff, you know?
Wow.
But I
you know what?
I'm not at that age yet. So I'll say my age. I'm 21. I'm young. So,
okay.
I'm not saying my age.
But you know what? But you know what, though? See, that's the thing about it, too, though. Like, you're still doing crazy. What do you think your strong point is? Like, I know you're good at them all. You're good at all in all the angles. Which one do you feel like is your strong point? Like, which one do you really love the most?
Honestly, like, it's a
tie, out of acting, directing, or being a writer.
It's really a tie. I like the reason acting because I'm on screen. People see what I can do, and hopefully they can relate to my character, you know, that kind of stuff. And then I love writing because I love being the person behind what eventually everyone will be seeing. And then directing, I really don't know what I really love about directing. I just know I love it. Whenever I can be like, you do this, you do that, you correct yourself, whatever, you good. I like that. I don't know why. I like them all for different reasons. So I don't know if there's really one that I like more than the other. They're all for different reasons why I like them.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you said it when you speak about, you know, that action of kind of being a boss, because that leads into I notice your style, like your versatility is there, but I notice like even your style of acting, you're offensive. Like, you bring your drama to the camera. Like, I don't know if you know what I mean. You got some people that kind of sit back, actors and actresses, they kind of sit back and they let you take them where they want to go. You bring yours to the forefront. You're an outspoken actress. Like you're a leading role actress. Like, you understand what I'm trying to say?
I do understand what you're trying to say. Yeah.
So is that natural? Huh?
No, I guess you could say, like, I'm just in that kind of category when it comes to acting.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I get. Let me kind of break it down, see, because I'm trying to put it in. Like, okay, when, like, the dramatic. Okay, let's take the scene where you're crying in. I'm trying to take it back to which one. There's a crying scene that I see you in, and you're shedding tears. Okay, you're shedding. Okay, dramatic. To sum it up, you have dramatic, as a dramatic actress, you have that particular category covered. Do you think that just your outgoing, your natural, just the natural outgoingness about you is why you're so good at being a dramatic actress? There we go.
I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with my personality. I just feel like I'm just the type of person that's able to maybe not fully relate to the character, but I'm just able to put whatever emotion that needs to be put. I'm able to put that on the front side of me. I put all my emotions to the side. I put whatever emotion is needed. So if it is dramatic where I have to cry, I put that in the front of me to make me aware, like, okay, I need to get into the character. I need to know, like, how she's feeling. I need to know who's in the scene. I need to know how I feel towards the person. You know, I go through this entire process, but it's just because I know, like, whatever emotion is needed, I know, like, to bring that to the table and to just give him my all.
Right. You know, being a writer, and you know the inside out of films, mm-hmm. I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
How do you... Has there ever been a role that you found challenging? Or what's been one of your more challenging roles?
I would say, like, the most recent one I did that was definitely challenging, it's a film called Candle in the Wind by Maurice Woodson, if anyone wants to look up it on YouTube. That was challenging because that was really, like, the first feature film I did. Not feature film, short film. I keep saying feature. That was the first short film I did where I had to actually act like I was being kidnapped. So that was very challenging. Yeah, because I've never had to do something like that before, you know? It's like, and the thing is, obviously, he's got to make it look realistic. So we were actually in a garage. I was sort of chained up. So, but for that kind of thing where I was in that environment, it kind of made it easier for me to get into the character's mind, to realize what kind of situation I'm in. And just, like, I'm telling you, like, you say, once you said action, those tears just started flooding. Once you said cut, they stopped. Right. Once you said action again, they started. Like, I was in the zone for that character. But that was very challenging because I've never had to play someone who got kidnapped to the point where you actually see me in the place where I'm kidnapped. So I had to bring that emotion alive. But I love that character. It was definitely awesome.
Now, you know, I noticed when you talk about feature, keep mentioning feature films, so that must be something on the roster. And have you done one so far? Is that in the works, or it plans to? Which I'm assuming there is.
I did feature film. I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it came in theaters. I have no idea. It's a film called Destiny. I don't know if anybody has ever heard of it, but I did that. But that was when it was like eight years old. It was before I hit puberty. So you hear my cute little high-pitched voice and everything. I'm like, oh, my God, that's embarrassing.
Hold on, Tina. I don't mean to cut you off, but you know we talking about a feature film at eight?
I think I was eight. I was young.
You good. Look, you know what?
It was to be honest, like between you and me, I only have like one scene that was so short. Oh, I don't even remember. I don't remember.
Right.
But that's what I did.
Did you ever go?
And I huh?
Did you ever go to drama school?
No, I didn't. The only thing I did, I was in a children's theater group in New York City. I did that to kind of branch out into theater to start out, and then I kind of just have been doing my own thing. You know, if anything, like when it comes to auditions, I usually get my mom because she's actually pretty good at coaching me. So I'll get my mom if I have an audition that has lines, and she'll correct me on an emotion or a dialogue, whatever. But going back to what you said about feature film, if anyone's listening, and maybe somebody knows something, maybe you do, Keith, but I'm actually trying to get started, somehow with a feature film I wrote 4 years ago. So it's kind of long overdue, and I really, really, really want to do it. So I just I'm trying to, look for investors or,
well, we need
distributor on deck or something,
Absolutely, get get that campaign going on. Listen, and can you talk about it? Can you share a little bit about what that film is?
No, it's fine. Yeah. Well, this is what I related. It is nothing like the film I'm about to say, but in the context, there's drama, there's action, there's romance, there's a little bit of comedy. So I kind of relate my film to Twilight, and also because, obviously the main reason is there's vampires, but also because of all the genres. But obviously it is nothing like what Twilight was about. It is nothing to do with that. It's completely different, but I like to relate it so people kind of know, oh, you're looking for that kind of big budget type thing. I'm like, well, yeah, because I want it to be good. I don't want it to be crappy, I want it to be big, So that's something that I'm actually trying to do. So I'm currently looking for an investor. Investor is the biggest thing, obviously. And hopefully a distributor, and I just want to get it up on board. To be honest, nothing was happening. So I took a break from it. But now, I just have that motivation, and I feel like, I hope, this is my time for this film to be made and put out there. So.
Well, you know what? If you go into that with the same steam that you've been going into everything else, then I feel like you're going to be good, number one. You know what? And also for everybody out there listening to and all those, the film investment things and the people casting, let's also not forget the fact that Tina Jetta is also an award, Best Actress, award-winning actress also as well. How did that feel? Was that your first award or?
Yeah, that was my first award. My first award was, no, actually I lied. My first award was actually for my feature film. I got third place for the fantasy section. But besides that, I have gotten awards for best actress in films that I actually wrote and directed. So it definitely felt good whenever I got those awards. It felt really good. I felt proud. I was like, all right, now got something going on.
Hey, you know what? I'm glad you just used that term proud, and it took the words right out of my mouth, because I was going to say, you know what? It makes me proud of you, too, because I talk to filmmakers every day, all, you know what I'm saying? And to see someone, and you've got filmmakers your age and younger. But to see someone up and coming like yourself with so much talent and you know, to have been accomplished, you know, lots more to, you know, go. We learn every day. But, you know, it's good because you're keeping up. You're keeping up with some of the best of them, Tina.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You got a long career ahead of you.
Yeah. I believe that.
Do you ever, listen, let me ask you, how competitive, and don't get me wrong, I don't mean in a negative, like bad sportsman way, but in a good sportsman way, how competitive are you in this industry?
I mean, for me, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe I used to kind of be like that, but now, like, I don't know, my mentality is there's so many people out there who have so many good talents, it's like, it's hard, sometimes it really can be hard to compete against somebody who can be just as good as you. But the thing is, I don't look at it as, like, competition. Like, I'm definitely trying to, you know, win this part over you. For me, I go in there, and I just do my best. I focus on me.
Right.
I focus what I got to do, and I go in there, and I do my best. If I get it, I get it, and if I don't, then, oh, well, I move on. But I don't look at it as, like, I'm trying to beat you. Like, I don't even care about anybody else. You know, I
wish
you well. Do your thing, but for me, I focus on myself, focus on who I'm portraying, and just get in there and do my best,
yeah.
And hope for the best.
And you know what? You read that question correctly, even if I threw you a little bit off, because that's what I meant actually. You know, competitive compared to maybe your last work yourself, or maybe wanting, you know, just always want to reinvent yourself and just be, you know, fresh and new and work harder the next day. So you answered that well, and I think that just shows the people also, you know, just that sportsmanship right there. Like you say, you focus on what you got to do when you get up, and you want, you know what, you want to see other people succeed as well. As you say, there's enough room for you know, creativity, you know, for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, Tina, when do you find yourself to do your best writing? And we're going to go back to the acting in a bit, but when are your best times to write a good film?
I mean, for me, there's never really a good time because I'm a weird person. Maybe I'm not normal. Maybe it is normal in the writing business, but I get motivation out of nowhere. I mean, so serious. Like, I could be waking up from a good dream and be like, I want to write a script about a good dream I had. I could be like, you know, just driving in my car, and I could just see, like, two people crossing the street and be like, I could write a good script about this kind of scene. I get weird motivations at the weirdest time. It is really weird for me. So there's not really a set time and place where I'm like, okay, yes, I'm definitely going to get motivated. I never know when I'm going to get motivated. I've been grateful that I got motivated enough to write so many scripts that I have yet to be produced. Yeah, I mean, I just get motivated when I get motivated.
You know what? When do you know when it's done? When do you know that you're to the end of that story and you're satisfied with the work, with the end of that film?
I mean, I would say, like, what I usually do, I have very few close friends. I trust their opinion. So what I usually do, when I feel like I'm done, I might not be done. So what I do, I usually send it to them and be like, please look this over. Let me know how you think. Sometimes they're like, oh, my gosh, good, end it. Other times they're like, no, I think you should add this. So I kind of base it off different people that, like, I trust their opinion. And I know, obviously, they're not going to steal my idea. So it kind of, like, it's me, whether I know I'm done. That's first. If I feel like, I really feel like I'm done, okay, I'll send it to these people and be like, give me your confirmation. And if they say it's done, I guess it's done.
Hey, you know what? And this question right here, you know, I'm going to get to the serious side of the question, but I got to have fun with it for a second because you spoke about the friends reading the scripts and stuff like that. Do your friends, because I mean, I know you got to have like a lot of cool friends and stuff. Like, do they ever read your scripts with just the intention to tell you how it is and then be like, hold up, Tina, let me do that part?
Yeah, sometimes I get that. Not Not all the time, though, to be honest. But sometimes I will get them and be like, I really want to play this part. Like, keep me, you know, keep my name, you know, in your head for that part in case I can do it. Sometimes I get that. I don't get that all the time, but sometimes I do get that.
Yeah, I know that's got to be all right, though, because sometimes you probably got something that could make it happen. But so in films that you create, how do you go or how do you get your team to you guys go about casting and just kind of what do you look for?
Well, right now I do have a production company, but the thing is I'm a one-woman girl right now, so I don't have anybody else doing nothing for me. I do all myself. I do the casting and I do all that myself. I may ask someone to tag along, you know, just to get the experience and just to help me out if I need help with. But for the most part, I'm a one-woman girl.
Wow. And so you started a whole production company and everything. Like, when you did that, I know that was part of the creative side, too, but was that also a maneuver so that you could kind of have a bit of creative control over projects and things like that too, just because you had so many ideas that were coming off, just rolling off of your own mind at the beginning? Is that why? Because, you know, sometimes I've done this myself. I have so many great ideas that I've just got to do it. Like, we're always the boss. Nobody cares about our stuff more than we do. So it's good to take that initiative. Do you kind of feel like that's what made you take on so many roles, because you really wanted to be a part of your work?
Yeah, because, like, I like the idea of, you know, I've met people who I've seen acted, but then they also directed, or they wrote, or maybe they did all the above, whatever it may be. That really sparked my interest, and I'm like, I think I want to do that too. I could see myself multitasking, I guess, in different parts of putting a film together. So,
yeah.
Because,
having me
in the script, writing the script, and also directing and all that stuff. So I did see myself. You know, I'm happy that I also saved up enough money, and now I have my own camera. So I really am able to do, like, good professional camera work for people or for myself if need be.
Wow. I hate to harp on it, but we just, you know, we just love the hungriness, just the hungry side of just being involved with what you're doing. Listen, let me ask you this, because you got a lot of exciting moments with what you do too. And so what was it like to act alongside Terrell Hicks?
Oh yeah, that experience. I loved it. And it was funny because, to be honest, like, my mom, you know, she used to be, like, really big. Well, she still is. But she used to be, like, really, really, really into the whole agency thing. So she actually had, I believe she knew Terrell from the agent, something like that. I'm not really sure. Don't quote me on that. But she already knew Terrell Hicks. And she's actually the reason why Terrell Hicks got on that project with Stop in the Brick City. And people can look up that trailer on YouTube. It's a good trailer. But it was an awesome experience. I mean, like, even though my mom knew her, I didn't know her. So actually, that was, like, one of the first times we were meeting. So it was good. She was very professional. We went over the lines, you know, before we started shooting. Even when we got on set, we still, like, was rehearsing. And we just went with the flow.
Wow. That was cool right there. I know he probably was just a guy, you know. And now he probably is looking back saying to himself, and in the future he'll be like, wow, I got to act next to Tina Jetta.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
Hey, look, talking about that, because the trailer for that, again, I'm gonna just come out and say, horror films. Do you like horror movies?
I do. I actually, I think it was last Tuesday. I actually saw the movie Get Out, if you've heard of it.
I think I have. I don't think I saw it.
It's basically about racism. It's about, you know, a couple. Yeah. He's black, she's white, and they go to the middle of nowhere, basically, to go spend the weekend with her parents. And stuff goes down, because I'm pretty sure there's people who haven't seen it yet, so I'm not going to say nothing, but stuff goes down.
Wow.
So I know that movie. So, yeah, I do like horror movies. Yes, I do.
Hey, you know what? Sorry, and going back to Terrell, like, were you able, were you, I guess, cause I don't know how old Terrell is, but were you able to pick up any pointers or anything like that on set working with her?
I don't really know. I mean, like, for me, I like working with anybody who's passionate about their craft, because the thing is, different people, they bring out different things out of you, and you can connect in different ways. I didn't think that was true until I obviously worked with different people. I'm like, wow, like, this person bringing this out of me, but this person bringing that out of me. So it's like, she just brought stuff out of me. She made me get really real with my character for that specific scene. You know, she made me bring the character in a whole other perspective than how I was acting throughout the whole movie. So I appreciated how she came into that scene with it, everything. So, yeah, definitely, like, she definitely just brought, you know, we had chemistry and everything. It was a good experience.
Hey, I asked that question for a lot of the fans of y'all, because, you know, obviously the U-teen is no big deal. It's work. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it is. You know what I'm saying? Now, okay, talking about the horror, going back to talking about horror and things like that, what if you could be in a horror film and you leave, would you want to be the one getting chased and kill the bad guy at the end, or would you want to be the bad guy killing everybody?
Like, I mean, for me, it's either or. Like, on the one hand, if I'm the one that's being chased and will most likely die at the end, that's kind of what, like, I'm good at, because you see my real emotions come out, like, you know, because you're scared, you're most likely crying, you're terrified. You show all this different range, and those are the ranges, like, you know, I tend to be really good at, you know. I'm good at other stuff, but that's kind of, like, I guess my specialty in a way. But the other side, it's like the one who's, like, the villain and who's the reason behind everyone getting killed. That's supposed to be my next challenge, since I've never played the villain before. I've always played the victim in one way or another. So it's like either or, like, I'll do either or. I don't really have a preference. It's like whatever I get, and whatever challenges come, I face it and I overcome it, hopefully. So.
Okay. So what? What is the one of your upcomings? This one sounds crazy, so I gotta find out when you hear Satan knocking.
Oh yeah, you looked at that. Okay. That one, I can't wait for that to come out. It should be coming out sometime next month. If I'm not wrong, I'm not sure the exact date. He didn't put out a date yet. Hopefully, it'll be coming out next month. But it's like, if anyone see the trailer on Vimeo, when you hear Second Knocking, it's basically about the what's it called? What is it called? The presidency election. It's about the president that we have now. That's all I'm gonna say.
Right.
Yeah.
I love
that. That was awesome. I really loved the scene I had and everything, or the scenes. I had more than one scene, but I just loved it.
Are you allowed to talk about your role in that? Like, not too much, obviously. Like, don't give us what's going on, but
yeah. I want to, but I don't know.
But
if
you can't.
He would be okay with that. So I'm not going to say anything, because I don't know how, I want him to freak out and be like, no, you shouldn't have talked, you know, so I'm going to keep my mouth shut, but I'm going to
No, I get it.
Watch the trailer. trailer on Vimeo and just watch out for the release date because it's going to be awesome.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth, too. I agree with you, though. I agree with y'all because from the plot you just gave, that doesn't sound like something that you want to leak out. Like, you want it to be able to hit you. And it's you know,
right.
It, yeah.
Right. Yeah, of course. I mean, I know a lot of people have their strong beliefs about the election.
Exactly.
I like to be broad and just say that. So I feel like a lot of people would love to see this film because it's definitely raw and it's real.
And you can let them be the judge. Now, okay, and then we're going into, to another indie film, Candles in the Wind by Mo Woods.
Yes, Mo Woods. Oh, yeah, I forgot that's what he likes to be called. Mo Woods. Yeah, I talked about that earlier. That's the one where I got kidnapped. So that's basically what it is. Yeah, like, you know, I lost my parents, and I only have my bigger sister, and I've been going through depression lately. So then I, you know, all this stuff just, like, led me to eventually getting kidnapped. And then the rest of the story is, one, will I come out alive? And two, will my sister find me in time? So that's the rest of the story. That's what we find out, though. Everybody knows that. If you watch what he has on YouTube, you know all that happens already. So I'm not giving anything away, but I'm just saying, you know, it's like that's what I can tell you. But it was a good project.
Okay, that's good, though. That wasn't too much, but see, that's good because a lot of people know now it's one of them great films where somebody might be trying to find somebody in time. And that's always, you know, that keeps it interesting. So that's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. What's your, have you figured out what your dream role you'd love to play is?
Like, I felt like the dream role I had, I already did, Candle in the Wind, because that was the most challenging role I've had yet. So for me, it's kind of like whatever comes my way, I'll accept it, you know, depending on different stuff, but I'll almost likely accept it, and I'll just try to overcome the challenges and everything. So for me, it's kind of like what I come, I just come and I just deal with it and hopefully get over it and all that stuff. But I don't really have a dream role anymore. It's kind of like what I get kind of thing.
Oh, okay. What do you want people, when people walk away after watching your films, what do you want, what feelings, or I mean, I know you want them to take what they want from it, but what do you try to leave, you know, with the watchers after your films?
I guess, like, if you're just watching it, like, whatever I play, it's kind of like, I just want you to feel how I felt throughout the whole film. That's kind of what I want the audience. I just want us to feel and the audience to hopefully be able to relate. That's how real I always want to be. And on the acting side, because obviously, you know, come on, you got so many actors and actresses who watch other films because they want to know whatever they want to know from other films. So if you're like, if you're on the acting side and you're watching it, like, I want you to know, like, you know, to never give up. So it's kind of like, yeah.
Wow, that's cool. So what projects, what other projects can we expect from you coming up in the future? Some things that you're writing yourself or producing?
Well, things that I personally am doing is like the feature film I told you about, the vampire film called Saving You, Saving Me. So if anyone, you know, definitely wants to hit me up, if you have an investor or you are an investor, whatever, like, definitely hit me up on Facebook with my name, Tina Jetter, with two T's, by the way. So I got that, Saving Me. And then the other thing that I'm trying to do is also Star Love, and I like it. It's a web series, it's a comedy, and I want it to hopefully be animated. So if anybody knows any, like, animators, that would be awesome, too. Because, so those are things that I am trying to get going and hopefully will get done. And then I have other stuff that I'm doing, but I just acted in it, so I didn't know if I was able to say those or not.
You mean, are you able to say them on here? Girl, you can go ahead.
Yeah.
You better say everything you want to say on here.
All right, so it's only a couple. It's not a lot, in my opinion. The first thing I'm doing is something I recently got casted in, so I'm excited about it because this is a play, and I haven't done plays in years. So it will definitely be an experience for both of us when we see it. So this is called Passion. No pork, no poke, no peace, and the play is supposed to be shown June 23rd to 25th. So keep a lookout. We're still obviously
okay. Hold. Now slow down, because we don't have to rush. So okay. So now you good. Okay, so now theatrical. So now because you know you don't get no do-overs on stage. You know what I'm saying? How scary is that?
Yeah,
listen,
exactly.
You're not. I know you can handle it. You're not afraid. You're a pro at it. But is there still a bit of a difference in the feel of being on stage and being on camera where you know you get to cut?
Yeah, but that's really the difference. Well, actually, I guess there's two differences. You know, you film, you get to say cut. Play, you got to keep on going. Well, play musical theater or whatever. But then the other thing is, let me see. Hold on. Dang, it just escaped my mind. I just had it in my head. I hate when that happens to me. So you get to say cut. Oh, yeah, in theater, obviously, like, you're most likely up close and personal. You know, with film, the camera is your audience. And that's definitely a completely different feel than on stage. And your audience is your dang audience. So those are the differences for sure.
And the name, what's the name of that play? Production again.
This is called Pick a Sign Passion. No pork, no poke, no peace.
Whoa. That's a deep title right there.
No. Actually, it's a comedy. Some
okay.
But it's mainly a comedy. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, is it a comedy? Like, where is it going? If you're allowed to say.
It's just going to be right at the Producers Club. That's exactly where it's going to be shown.
Okay.
For all three of those dates,
okay.
Right at the Producers
now,
Club.
What next? And now, wait, when is that again?
June 23rd to June 25th.
June 23rd, 25th.
That's Friday to Saturday, basically.
Okay. Now, what's
Friday
next?
To Sunday. What are I talking Friday to Saturday?
You have to make sure you're there on the right day, Tina.
No, believe me. I wrote the dates down, so we're good.
All right, now what was next on the list?
Next on the list is a short film called Maple. I have no idea when that is coming out. I just thought I should drop the name so when he does bring it out, y'all know. Maple, and I play the lead, whose name is Maple, and it's basically a short film about racism because I can't give it away. It's about racism. That's what I'm going to say. Back in the olden days. So it's not racism nowadays. Back in the olden days. So you know drama goes down.
Yeah. Now, who? And so can you tell us, okay, now are you allowed to give a plug to who's written or directing, or is that you again on that?
Yeah, so for Pick a Sign Passion, the play, it was written by Jahida, and I'm so bad because I don't know her last name. I'm so sorry, Jahida. And Maple is written by Keith Jackson. Everyone can look him up on YouTube or Facebook, whatever you please, but he's on both. And the next thing I have on my list is called North Housing Authority, and you can look up that trailer on YouTube as well. Hopefully, it should be coming out next month sometime. I hope so. And the writer for this one, she's a four-time award-winning director and writer.
Wow.
Her name is Crystal De Niro Simmons. Everyone look her up. She's good. And then the filmmaker, he's a four-time award-winning filmmaker, and his name is Shahid. So everyone can look that up on YouTube, the trailer, and follow them on Facebook. They're good. They're good people.
Hey, North Housing Authority, right? Like, I hate it because I know I put you in a bad position. Well, not bad, but a spot by talking about. So is North Housing Authority, is that going to be like, is that an urban setting or is it, you know what I'm saying?
I guess it's urban. It's based right in Newark, New Jersey.
Word.
And that's basically that's basically where we shot as well. So,
okay.
You know, that one, sorry, that one basically is about, I play the lead, and it's basically about me and my family, and we're moving to Newark, New Jersey, and we basically got to make the best of it. And then my dream is to become this big fashion person, like, who designs, like, clothes for people on the runway. So it's like, that's basically my dream, and it's kind of like, do I get there, or do I get caught up in my environment and my surroundings? So it's a very good dramatic piece.
Okay, okay. And we're getting close, so let me run to this one, because I like this title too. Friends of Rome.
Yes, Friends of Rome. That, he's still trying to...
You got
to
tell
like
us about that. That title is catchy, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. It's like, well, the title I can't really say because it's a specific scene. The title plays into role, so I can't really give it away because it's a really big scene. But it's one of those films where there's a lot of stuff happening at once, so it's hard to get the plot out. But it's going to be a very good film. It's going to be a feature film as well. I'm very excited for that. The director, the director and writer, his name is Gaba Adu. He's a very good writer. I was in another project he did called Prayer of the Innocent. And everyone can actually see the whole film on YouTube as well. I thought it was a good film.
What was the name of that one again?
Prayer of the Innocent. It may be down a little bit, but yeah.
Wow. Okay. You got a lot. You know what? You have been super, super, super busy. And I guess that's a good thing. That's what you want. You know, in general, what jewel would you drop on, you know, others trying to be inspired and follow their goals? And without losing train of thought, I want to point out too, because it shows in your performances too. And this is kind of taking back to what I was trying to say earlier. Your performances look like they come from the gut. You know what I'm saying? And I that has a lot to do with just, I guess, the person you are and just the inspiration and just how much you push behind what it is you want. So you're the perfect person. And again, it took me to, even when I asked you that question about had you went to drama school, the reason I asked you that question, because I was just thinking, wow, like, you know, is this really a gut? Not to say people who went to drama school aren't from the gut, but when you haven't, you know, it just shows that, listen, this is something this person really wanted to do. It wasn't coaxed. So you're the perfect person to just kind of drop a gem and give a little bit of advice to people who may want to kind of follow in your footsteps, not just as an actress, but as an actress who followed her personal dream and goal.
Right. So you're asking my advice, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you, maybe not advice, but just what, you know, what inspiration, you know.
No, I feel like I have really good advice to, like, kind of sum it all up. So my advice is, like, there's a positive side and there's a negative side, so I'll do the negative first. The negative side for my advice is, you know, and this doesn't have to be for just acting. This can obviously be for any career you got. It is not even just in the entertainment field. It could also be if you're trying to be a cook or like a dancer, whatever. It doesn't matter. This advice applies for anything. So basically, but I'm going to apply it to acting as an example, but it applies to everybody, just so everybody knows. So the negative side is basically, if this is something that you're doing just to do, if you're doing, you know, just to be known, if you're doing just to, like, you know, get some cash, then don't do it. Because the thing is, like, it's going to be so embarrassing for you when people see what you're doing, and they're going to know right off the bat, oh my gosh, like, you hate what you're doing. Like, why are you doing it? It's going to be embarrassing. And then it's going to be a waste of time for you, and it's going to be a waste of time for the people who are involved with the project that you're a part of. That's the negative side. It's like if you're not passionate about it, then don't do it to save everybody time. On the positive side, if this is something that you are passionate about and this is something you know what you want to do, then keep going. Because the thing is, you know, as we stated in the beginning of the interview, I started when I was 4 years old. I'm currently 21. I'm going to be turning 22 later on this year, and I'm still doing this. I have gotten far. I'm not as far as I would like to be, but I've gotten far from where I started. And I'm still doing it, and I'm still hungry, and I'm still passionate about what I'm doing. And believe me, I've had people, and if you haven't had people, you're going to have people who are going to say, oh, my gosh, like, that's so stupid. That's not a real career. You can never make it in this world as, you know, an actress, as a cook, whatever. But if it's something you know that you want to do, you got to give those people an imaginary, not a real, an imaginary middle finger and tell them to, you know, go somewhere with yourself. And you keep on doing what you're doing. You know, because eventually, I promise you, all of it, all of it, all the hard work, all the nights where, you know, you feel like, oh, my gosh, I'm not getting anywhere with this, like, I should just give up. You're going to have those nights. You're going to have those moments. But at the end of the day, as long as you're waking up and it's something that puts a smile on your face, then believe me, it is worth going after and going for and keep on going for. So that's what I got to say, the negative and positive side.
Hey, you know what? That's absolutely it right there. I always like to look at it like it's a marathon. I agree with you. If you're in it because you're following somebody else's goal because of egotistical reasons or jealous, or, you know, if you're not doing it because you really, really, really want to be here, then get out the way and make room, you know, for the ones. So and like she said, she's been doing it a long time. Listen, Tina, it's been amazing. Look, Twitter handles, Facebook handles, where can everybody follow you at?
Yeah, of course. So you can find me, I don't usually say this first, but I always forget it. So you can find me on LinkedIn, my name, Tina Jetter, J-E-T-T-E-R. You can find me on Instagram at actress Tina Jetter, all one word, of course. You can follow me on Facebook. You can find me on Facebook as Tina Jetter. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter I don't really use, but if you want to follow me, you can. I believe my Twitter handle is at TJetter2. But like I said, like, to be honest, if you really want to, like, see what I'm up to, you want to contact me for business reasons, the best thing to do is to reach me at Facebook, because I'm always on Facebook. I always answer messages. As long as it's business, then we good. But, yeah, so you can follow me on those three things. Or four
things.
That's
what's up. And listen, everybody out there, too, like, you know, for the people listening, look, we're going to make sure that we support and post some of your campaigns and things like that, you know, that you're going to be running for some of your film projects and things of that nature.
Of course.
Yeah, and put the word out there, because that vampire thing, it's a whole lot of people out there who definitely will be interested in that. It's kind of in the horror genre, but that never dies. It never dies. All right, listen, Tina, look, thank you. Everybody out there all across the land, the amazing Tina Jetter here with us today. Oh, shout-outs. Any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Oh, yeah. So shout-out to my mom for all she's done. Shout-out to God for bringing me up until this point. Shout-out to the rest of my family. I don't know no names right now. Shout-out to my friends. You know who you are, who have been there from the beginning, who have dealt with my crazy butt. And just shout out to everybody that I work with, and shout out to people who I'm going to work with, and I don't even know yet. Hey.
Hey, exactly. That's exactly it. Yo, we definitely see big things in the future for you. And we're not just saying that, but it's talented. Like, you know, we watched your work, and, you know, we do our homework and stuff like that. So definitely, definitely your skill. I know the first 5 minutes I was looking, I'm like, what? You know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, crazy. So that's what time it is. Listen, everybody out there all across the land, we hope you tuned in live. In case you missed it live, it will be posted very shortly for full playback purposes. Make sure you check out Tina Jetta's Facebook pages, on Twitter, the whole LinkedIn thing like that. We'll be posting her projects and works also as well. Listen, Tina, congratulations. And keep doing your thing, yo. You're doing big things out there, and you're doing them genuinely, too. Genuinely, from the heart. So we congratulate you, girl.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for everyone who's listening. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Hey, you know what, too? And I want to send a big shout-out to you, too, yo. Big shout-out for being patient, for holding me down that way and being patient for me, too.
Yeah, of course.
No doubt. No doubt. All right, Tina, listen, we'll be talking to you soon, girl.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Everybody out there all across the land, that was the amazing multi-talented actress, director, and writer, Tina Jetta. Busy, working hard on... Look, you know, it's the vegetable. We'll compare her to the vegetables of the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, just healthy in general, and from the heart, and not so much is covered by. You know what? Just throughout the conversation, we didn't hear much about the glitz and the glamour and all that stuff. Just about how much she loves what it is that she does. Make sure you tune in. We'll be talking to LJ Rivera later on the show. Big shout out to Jetta once again. We out.